Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Reese, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about Kevin Vickers. Do you know him?
You know I don't.
Well, you will. That's my promise.
No, I know. Yeah. I've learned more about Canada with this fucking podcast than I... Anyway. Yay. Education.
Just climb down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Library. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thought?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Hello, welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese Waters, and with me
can do that better. You can do it better. Come on, let's amp up the energy. Come on, Reese. You're at a strip club. You've got like $500 and one in loonies in a sack, in a laundry sack. Shoved.
I'm
going to
throw coins really hard at them.
You're really excited to be here,
like a football hooligan.
Like 1.5 shots of rum. You're raring to go. You got like a pocket full of Smarties you've been pecking at all day. Where's this energy? Let's hear it. Let's do it again. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Hi, welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Really?
My name is
Really? This is what you're giving me?
Right. Yeah, that's all I got.
This is what I'm working with, folks.
I just find seedy environments uncomfortable, so that's the reaction you're going to get. So. Anyway, so hello, welcome everyone. How are you, Jesse? I didn't introduce you. My name is Reese Waters, and with me is the Spanish explorer Jesse Harley.
Oh,
not one of those bad colonial ones that subjugated a continent for nefarious means. just someone who's exploring Spain on a vacation in a very innocent, non-colonial way.
I eat tapas and I drink wine and I sit on the beach. It's great.
Jesse,
you should check your microphone because it doesn't sound as great.
Check
that's
my
better. Maybe just.
I'll just get closer. There we go. Jesse called me the other day to ask some advice about marketing himself, and he was in a restaurant.
No, let's. Can we not? I don't like this story. It was genuinely embarrassing.
Like
I was in a bad mood for like 3 hours afterwards. Honest to God. No.
You don't want me to tell that story?
No, it was like, it was I was in a shitty mood for like 3 hours afterwards. It was
already.
Yeah, it was awful.
But I was entertained for 3 hours.
Thanks. Thanks. I need new friends.
So, small talk dimension. Jesse, I went to the dentist for the first time in 6 years today.
That's a typical British thing to hear. Okay, let's, why are you guys scared of the dentist? What the fuck?
I'm not. So when I came here, I didn't have health insurance. I did have health insurance, but my wife needs the dentist more than me. She has more like stuff going on. And so I didn't want, there's a certain allowance you can use with health insurance. So I was just like, I'll just won't go anymore. You need it for more urgently. My teeth are fine. Never had braces, never had toothache, totally fine. And I went back there after 6 years and they were like, it's still fine.
Really? I went once and I had like 17 cavities.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was like a ridiculous amount to the point where the dentist and I had to like have a talk about like what could be possibly going on. It wasn't a talk of like, you need to take better care of your teeth. But like the talk is in like, what is happening? And then it's just like, I don't know.
Well, you're not brushing your teeth. That's what it is.
I guess. But like I went, he suggested I get an electric toothbrush and I did. And I came back like 3 months later and he's like, I've never seen your teeth cleaner. I'm like, fucking hell. I guess I've just been doing it wrong the whole time. I brush my teeth twice a fucking day.
Brushing you know, like your teeth wrong the whole time.
I guess. Like, I don't know, right? What the fuck? So now my teeth are great.
No. Look at they gave him a polish. Look.
Oh, look at it looks great. Yeah.
I look like an American.
Is this for your special friends?
This is for special friends.
Well, hi, special friends. Yeah.
Hi, special friends.
You like our small talk dimension, don't you?
You like talking about dental visits.
Dental visits. It's just exciting for you. This is what you put on when you clean the kitchen in the background. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So anyway, what about you, Jesse? How's Spain? How's life in Spain?
Spain's great, man. Spain's great. I got an apartment for 2 weeks on the coast of Fuengirola, down the coast from Malaga. And it's beautiful here. It's one of everything. But it's not super busy, and I just
one of sitting. Everything.
Yeah, you know, it's like little there's coffee shops, there's butcher shops, there's
one coffee shop, one butcher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
one place. And I
just sitting on a beach.
One homeless person.
Just one. Yeah, his name is George.
That's pretty good for there to be one.
George, the homeless person.
You're missing in Halifax at the moment.
I don't think I am.
There you are. You're missing. They're taking down. The homeless encampments on Grand Parade, and they took them down in Victoria Park, and they immediately just set them up in a different park next to it.
After the like homeless months, people did, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. After months of planning, they just moved the tents.
Who moved the tents?
The police and the city were moving the tents.
I'm confused.
So the city and the police cordoned off the parks and said, "Right, you're getting out." So homeless people packed up and immediately set up around the corner. So after,
the homeless people like took their encampments and just moved them.
Yes, well, not everyone. Some of them did. Yeah, but essentially they were trying to clear them out from in front of Grand Parade.
And all right, yeah. I mean, this is a constant, ongoing problem in Halifax. I don't think I'm missing this. This isn't like a fun
maybe missing
weekend activity for the kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a real shame.
Let's go watch the homeless migration, kids. It's that time of year.
Yeah. Homeless migration.
The forced homeless migration, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. We got deck chairs. We took some snacks. Hit together early to get a good spot. But anyway.
We're going to hell.
This human tragedy is very sad, but it's important to laugh at the darker things in life, I think.
Especially when they're not happening to you.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd laugh at them. I'd laugh at them if they're happening to me as well, to be honest.
Yeah, I really would.
I would. Too.
Yeah. I also would.
I'd like to think that, you know, the guy, the Australian guy, the famous viral video, get your hands off my penis.
Yes.
Judo. He was being arrested and he had such a good time being arrested.
That's true. He did. Yeah. It's made a great story. A succulent Chinese meal.
This is democracy manifest. That guy. That was a bit South African. But anyway, I'd like to think that in crisis that I would try and channel him.
You should increase the gain on your microphone.
Increase the gain on you. Let's move it closer. It's fine. I think you're just dead.
You keep moving away from it.
I should get some space from you. You should see a dentist.
thousands of miles.
If you want to enjoy us and support the show and enjoy the rest of the content we have on Patreon, go to patreon.com/Canadian Politics is Boring, where we have hours and hours and hours of episodes that you have never heard before and that you can go and enjoy. We also enjoy having fun with our patrons, share links, funny stuff that's going on that we don't necessarily put on our public feeds too. So we hope you will join us there and support the show. But if that's not for you, we'll still be back next week with a free episode.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.